The frog in the window will sing for you. The frog in the window will smile for you with his straw hat and his cane. And you know that you will not be the same, 'cause the frog in the window will dance for you. He'll tap out the rhythm in bright red shoes. And if you ask why this is done, he'll say you're only old when you will not be young. But you say there are so many things to be done, and he says right back that there's really just one. You're talking of death, and he puffs. Just being born is problem enough, and the frog in the window will sing for you. The frog in the window will smile for you with his straw hat and his cane. And you know that you will not be the same.
You know, that's only my brother is practicing.
My brother makes the noises for the talking. There's not a single noise that he can't do. If you've forgotten what a parrot's call is, I'll rock and illustrate that noise for you. He does the steam escaping from liners leaving dock. He'll fake a razor scraping or else a cold. My brother makes the noises for the talking. There's not a single noise that he can't do. This is what I hear when I'm in bed. A bang, a rat, like thunder overhead. Then cats meow and dogs bark. The only sleep I'll get is when I'm dead. A shot goes crack, a gale starts blowing. A duck goes crack, a cock starts crowing. Though you may think I'm kidding you, yet what I say is true. Just listen, I'll explain to you. My brother makes the noises for the talking. There's not a single noise that he can't do. I'm really not quite certain what a stork is, but if it makes a noise, then Rod does too.
He makes the noise that steers make when cowboys make a swoop. He makes the noise that beards make when used for straining. My brother makes the noises for the talking. There's not a single noise that he can't do. My brother can make any noise you wish, like two sea lions shouting out for fish. A horse's neigh, a donkey's play. He's even got a noise for Lillian Gish. The only time he made a bump was when a tiger in the jungle with a mighty roar dropped dead, with bullets in his head and Rod Wood like a cow instead. My brother makes the noises for the talking. There's not a single noise that he can't do. You know exactly what a funny hog is. Well, Rod can pop a pretty hog for you. He'll imitate a setter, a pheasant or a grouse. But what is even better is his noise for Mickey Mouse.
Hey, Pluto.
My brother makes the noises for the talking. There's not a single noise that he can't do.
With your long hair and pimples, I've seen you on the telly, you're awful.
We arrived at the gig looking rough, not happy with all that enough. Of 8 hours on the road. Lex Larry said, it's the boozer for me, dear boy. And the hotel reception was empty and cold, with horrid red wallpaper 40 years old. It stank like a rhino house. Mr. Slater said, "Pooh, I can smell Vindaloo." Oh, really? No, sir. Paul Riley.
And we waved to the people who frown at our hair as we ride.
Switched on our theatrical smiles.
Four in one, a toilet cleaner, toothpaste, dandruff shampoo, and car polish.
All in one?
Yes, all in one. New four in one Pangloss.
Pangloss, Pangloss. There's more to Pangloss than meets the eye.
I
Young and free, and his head is big and fat. Then a young man's fancy turns to love, we know. There's a pair I've often seen, and of love they stand and chat. And the other night he just let himself go. He kissed her.
Who did?
He did.
Wow.
On her doorstep last night. He hugged her.
Who did?
He did.
Wow.
On her doorstep last night. He said, "You are my darling." And he squeezed her fingers in the garden gate. He kissed her.
Who did?
He did.
Wow.
On her doorstep last night. Like a swan's, but the black swans understand. And her hair is good as gold and twice as scarce. And her voice is sweet and low, like the traffic in the Strand. But he loves her and his sight is getting worse. He kissed her.
Who did?
He did.
Where?
On her doorstep last night. He hugged her.
Who did?
He did.
Where?
On her doorstep last night. He said, "You are my darling cat." Then he squeezed her fingers in the garden gate. "Chase me, Charlie, because it's getting late." Then he kissed her.
Who did?
He did.
Where?
On her doorstep last night.
We'll be right back.
birth of a nation. Is that the time? Good morning and welcome to The Breakfast Things. I'm Dick Headline, Anchorman. Today we shall be looking at freedom and democracy and asking the question, what is civilization? But first, the headlines. Today is rubbish day and I've remembered to put the bags out. A hole has appeared in a novelty tea cloth that explains the rules of cricket in a humorous way. There's a bit of a problem with the guttering after last night's downpour, and there's a damp patch in the bedroom. Now, freedom and democracy. What is civilization? Joining me at the breakfast table this morning is Teapot.
Good morning.
Tate Modern Mug.
Hello.
Carton of Milk.
I'm off.
Oh, yes, you are. And a packet of cornflakes.
Good morning.
Ah, this is radio, and it would be helpful if you didn't say the same thing all at once. Yes, but for the sake of clarity, couldn't you elect a spokesperson or some sort of representative?
No! What's the point of that?
Well, then he or she could articulate all your individual concerns in a punchy soundbite or two on your behalf. It's the democratic way.
Get real!
Yeah, get real.
Thank you, Teapot. I'll come to you in a moment. Nevertheless, not to put too fine a point on it, isn't there a real danger that you could all end up losing your sense of personal identity by continually speaking en masse, as it were?
There's safety in numbers!
Well, that says maybe, but I put it to you, in a free, democratic and civilised society, surely the rights of the individual are paramount.
Shakespeare said, simply the thing I am shall make me live.
You're wasting your breath.
Please, let the cornflakes answer in their own way.
It's no good asking us!
All right, let me put it another way. What is your understanding of civilization? How would you define it?
The more advanced the civilization, the less powerful the individual.
Get them.
Shush.
I beg your pardon?
The more advanced the civilization, the less powerful the individual.
Who gave you that idea?
Sir Arthur Helps.
Sir Arthur Helps? Who's he?
Look it up. It's in the dictionary.
Where?
Under civilization.
All right, I will. But for now, that's all we've got time for.
But I've hardly said a thing.
We'll be back after this message.
I told you, don't waste your breath.
Always feeling peckish? Always on the run? You need Cock-a-doodle-tato.
Cock-a-doodle-tato, the really big potato, with the chicken inside.
Look at the world.
absurdity.
There's a mess in the message and a man on the moon. There's no plan in the planet, it's all gone berserk. There's a milk bottle shortage and the traffic light don't work. Lie down and be counted, don't take any more. Lie down and be counted. What are we standing for? But there's hope for the couple who stroll in the park. There's nuclear power to light up the dark. There's national health and ice in the fridge and the occasional cow. There's extended credit on easier terms. Something to kill or no household germ. There's sofas and armchairs and washing machine. Stars on Sunday, fish fingers and beans. Lie down and be counted. Singer, no words for the tune. There's a mess in the message and a man on the moon. There's no plan in the planet, it's all gone berserk. There's an everything shortage and the traffic lights still don't work. Lie down and be counted, don't take any.
of Sir Robin.
So each of the knights went their separate ways. Sir Robin rode north through the dark forest of Ewing, accompanied by his favorite minstrels.
Bravely bold Sir Robin rode forth from Camelot. He was not afraid to die, oh brave Sir Robin. He was not at all afraid to be killed in nasty ways. Brave, 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 brave Sir Robin. He was not in the least bit scared to be mashed into a pulp, for to have his eyes gouged out and his elbows broken, to have his kneecap split and his body burned away, and his limbs all hacked and mangled, brave Sir Robin. His head smashed in and his heart cut out and his liver removed and his bowels unplugged and his nostrils raped and his bottom burnt off and his penis...
That's enough music for now, lads. Looks like there's dirty work afoot.
Halt!
Yes, it was the dreaded three-headed knight, the fiercest creature for yards around. For second after second, Robin held his own, but the onslaught proved too much for this brave knight. Scarcely was his armor damp when Robin suddenly, dramatically changed his tactics.
He's buggered off.
So he has, he's scarpered.
Brave Sir Robin ran away.
No!
Bravely ran away, away.
I didn't.
When danger reared its ugly head, he bravely turned his tail and
no.
fled. His brave Sir Robin turned about.
I didn't.
He chickened out, bravely taking
I never
feet,
did.
Beat a very brave retreat.
Oh, lies.
I never! You are listening to In the Window with DJ Frogs on Spirit Plants Radio. Broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
Well, now it's cookery time, introduced as usual by Lenin.
Whenever the bourgeois get you down and the revisionism's looking blue, get into the kitchen, get out your pans and cook a little dish or two.
Whenever the decline of the capitalist system seems to be coming through,
get into your kitchen, get out your pans and cook a little dish or two. Here's our recipe if you want to be free. The future lies in your hands. And rattle, rattle, rattle them pots and pans.
Whenever you shot, all see people to shoot, and you shot see fighting squad too.
Get into your kitchen, get out your pants, and shoot a little dish or two.
Shoot one for me, Joe.
Shoot a little dish or two.
Make mine a bourgeois.
Shoot a little dish or two. Two.
Joseph Stalin is currently appearing with Cilla Black at the Talk of the Town Newquay. Karl Marx is a member of the Young Redgraves.
And the sky stands to attention, waiting for the sign. And the moon calls to her warriors, and the warriors fall in line. And the sky and the moon and the warriors move slowly into battle. 'Tis us you hear when the breathing fails and the heart begins to rattle.
Civil war and hate.
sound today. We'll laugh and be happy. Tip, tippy, tip, tappy. And chase all the blues away. Oh, Severa.
Dog sitting by the fireside and popped a little coal, and in the little doggy's tail it burnt a little hole. Away ran the little dog and seek a little pool, tickle his little tail, and wiggle waggle, wiggle waggle, wiggle waggle, wiggle waggle with the doggy's tail. There were a little dog sitting by the fireside and popped a little coal, and in the little doggy's tail it burnt a little hole. One horror better place, he popped it in a pile, he popped it in a pile, and wiggle waggle, wiggle waggle, wiggle waggle, wiggle waggle went the doggy's tail, and wiggle waggle, wiggle waggle, wiggle waggle, wiggle waggle went the doggy's tail.
My dears.
Information overload, is that the time? Good morning and welcome to The Breakfast Things. I'm Dick Headline, Anchorman. Today we shall be examining information overload and asking the question, is it more than flesh and blood can stand? But first, the headlines. An intensive search for lost socks has revealed a really big cobweb behind the washing machine. The latest Harry Potter book is thicker and heavier than any of the others, and like a faithful old family dog, is even harder to put down. A packet of cornflakes with a remarkable talent for saying the same thing all at once has been given the job of studio audience for a brand new radio quiz show. Now then, information overload. Is it more than flesh and blood can stand? Joining me at the table this morning is Teapot.
Good morning.
Tate Modern Mug.
Can somebody wash me up, please? I'm half full of stone-cold tea and I'm getting a scummy ring all around my middle.
In a moment. And fresh from their triumph as studio audience in the brand new radio quiz, Give Us a Twirl, our packet of all-star celebrity cornflakes.
We are the cornflakes, we are
yes.
The cornflakes.
Yes, thank you. Well done. Teapot, let me bring you in here. Are we being bombarded with more news than we can cope with?
Well...
Are we sick of round-the-clock facts and figures we can do nothing about?
If you ask...
Are we fed up to the back teeth with having our emotions tweaked by an ever more intrusive and cynical mass media?
I think...
Is it more than flesh and blood can stand? How do you feel? Information overload. What does it mean to you?
It's pathetic.
Oh, good. Well done, Teapot. That's what we like on The Breakfast Things, a bit of controversy. So you think information overload is pathetic, eh? Why?
I'm not talking about information overload. I'm talking about you.
Me?
You're the one what's pathetic. Look at you. A grown man talking to his Breakfast Things, pretending to be John Humphreys. It's sad.
Oh, so you think it's sad, do you? Is it sad to discuss serious issues? Is it sad to try and get to the bottom of things? Is it sad to try and solve some of the world's problems?
Don't kid yourself. You're not solving nothing.
I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about John Humphreys.
Well, he's not doing it neither. All he wants is people argy-bargying. He's not trying to get to the bottom of things.
Well, I'm sorry, that's all we've got time for.
That's all he ever said.
Yes, well, we really must end it there.
And he's always saying that and all.
And that's all from The Breakfast Things. Join us tomorrow when we'll be looking at money matters. I'm Dick Headline, Anchorman. Goodbye.
New 4-in-1 Pangloss.
4-in-1?
Yes, 4-in-1. A toilet cleaner, toothpaste, dandruff shampoo and car polish.
All-in-1?
Yes, all-in-1. New 4-in-1 Pangloss.
Pangloss, Pangloss. There's more to Pangloss than meets the eye.
L'essence de hooligan. Fragrance sauvage. Polon Sportif. Lessons to Hooligan.
It gets up your nose.
Always feeling peckish, always on the run, you need Cock-a-doodle-tato.
Cock-a-doodle-tato, the really big potato, with the chicken inside.
This week, you're going to see something in the food section that'll whet your appetite.
Hard to get, Everybody's doing the hard to get, hard to get, hard to get. Everybody's doing the hard to get. It's easy to do, you soon get the knack. You just shrug your shoulders and turn your back. Ooh, the hard to get, hard to get. Everybody's doing the hard to get, hard to get, hard to get. Everybody's doing the hard to get. Be unapproachable. Remain aloof. Pass the time of day with no one. Be on your own.
Hard to get!
Hard to get, hard to get. Everybody's doing the hard to get. Hard to get, hard to get. Everybody's doing the hard to get. Hard to get, hard to get. Everybody's doing the hard to get. Hard to get, hard to get. Everybody's doing the hard to get.
Well, everybody is doing the hard to get.
Was on their side, and so they lived to tell the tale. Planet of the Apes, is that the time? Good morning and welcome to The Breakfast Things. I'm Dick Headline, Anchorman. Today we shall be looking at money matters and asking the question, what is the cost of knowing the price of everything and yet the value of nothing? But first, the headlines. Leaves are believed to be the reason for a blockage to an outside drain, causing long delays in emptying the kitchen sink. Substantial quantities of bird food have once again disappeared from the garden. Two grey squirrels are the main suspects and are believed to be working together. A mail-order catalogue for Daft Gadgets has arrived in the post this morning, along with an unbeatable offer from a platinum credit card. Now, on to money matters. What is the cost of knowing the price of everything and yet the value of nothing? With me, as usual, at the breakfast table is Teapot. Good morning, Teapot.
What's good about it?
Nothing in particular, it's just a popular pleasantry, a way of wishing you a good day, that's all.
Oh, so that's it. You want me to have a good day?
Of course I do.
And you expect me to join in with all this waffle about things no one can possibly understand?
Well, yes, you're an important part of the team. See how you just came up with the word waffle? Maybe we can get a waffle along tomorrow. I'll make a note.
Oh, great. Get a waffle along. That'll liven things up.
Now look, this program is not called The Breakfast Things for nothing, you know. It's been researched and evaluated by focus groups.
And how much did that cost?
Well, I've no idea. It's not my job. I'm the anchorman.
I thought you knew the price of everything.
Look, can't we get a move on? She's always like this. Talk about negative vibes.
Good idea. And with us, as usual, is Tate Modern Mug.
Hello again. It's a pleasure to be here.
Don't overdo it. And our very own surreal cereal, a packet of all-star celebrity cornflakes.
Good morning!
Also with me this morning is Martin Shrivel, chief economist at Brown Toast and Marmalade City Analysts. Martin, as ever, the world's money markets are in the news. Yesterday's prices were in freefall, today they're on the up. The
but what about tomorrow? What are we, the public at large, supposed to make of these latest figures?
Good morning, Dick.
Good morning, Gary.
First of all, if I may correct you, I'm not a chief economist, I'm a tallstrack.
Are we seeing a genuine recovery or merely dead cat bounce?
A stainless steel tallstrack. Sheffield born and bred.
Is it a flash in a pan? Are we heading for a white knuckle ride?
A wedding present from your Auntie Vera.
Yes, yes, but I must bring you back to the main question. Are we looking at a double dip recession, or are we headed back to the good old days? How can we tell?
Don't ask him, he's just a toast rack.
You're wasting your breath.
Put a lid on it, Teapot, this is important. 1 minute everything's fine and dandy, the next billions have been wiped off the Dow, the Nikkei and the FTSE. Martin, what should we do with our money? Briefly, if you can.
Well, in a nutshell, as I see it, the casinos have been caught rigging the tables and the gamblers are not turning up.
That's it? As simple as that?
Well, no, obviously. Want us to remember that a stock exchange is not a living thing. It merely holds up a mirror to the mood swings of investors.
Well, Martin, you may be a toast rack and a stainless steel one at that, but your opinion is clearly as valuable as anyone else's when it comes to today's money matters.
Oh, indeed, I could go further.
Unfortunately, that's all we've got time for.
If only greed and stupidity could be eliminated from human nature, all over the world...
I'm sorry, we really do have to end it.
All over the world, on every table, toast racks
indeed,
would be full of
indeed,
warm, golden,
and
awesome
toast. There we have
toast.
To stop. That's it, that's all from the breakfast things. Join us tomorrow when we'll be looking at the public interest. I'm Dick Headline, Anchorman.
I thought
Goodbye.
You did ever so well.
Oh, thank you. It's just common sense, really.
Numbers, without hope, without hopelessness, on jelly limbs, faceless, crawling out of the living sea. The green world welcomed them. It sweetened the air for them, and above all, the sun warmed and dried them. By night, in dreamless sleep, the new life filled them, piping strange harmonies in the blood, fusing the beginnings of bones. Then hunger awoke them, and sleepy with a sense of being, they arose and moved inland, fulfilling their newfound needs. They called out to one another. The winds carried their cries over mountains, through forests, across deserts and oceans. Great distances were travelled. The strong devoured the weak, the quick devoured the slow, the cunning devoured the foolish. They fed on each other without malice or remorse. Their purpose was survival. Life was their achievement. They formed into groups. Some took to the air, some burrowed underground, and some returned to the water. From ice cap to ice cap, the globe rang with their cleverness, and with each turn, gave them meaning.
Well, if you have been, thanks for listening.